Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Meister Shani Daf Chav Ches, and we are starting Chaz Zayin Amud Beis about three lines up from the bottom, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, with the words Amar Rabbi Elazar Lechomrin, and in the Vilna Source of Daf, it's on Yod Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Zahar Bas Yaakov Meisha, Harnish Shama Shad Havin Aliyah. So I begin by explaining the Machloikas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Remember, we were discussing an olive press. The entrance was in the wall of Yerushalayim. However, sometimes it was outside, sometimes it was inside. There's something called Pesach Lefnim, V'chalon Lechot. The entrance is in the inside, meaning you walk through the door, which is in the wall of Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim itself. But the chalal, the interior, is actually built outside Yerushalayim. It's outside the wall. And you have the opposite as well. Pesach l'chot v'chalal l'finim. The Pesach is from the outside, meaning you only can enter it from outside Yerushalayim, but the interior is actually inside Yerushalayim. And so Beis Shammai had said, ha'kol ka l'finim, it's always considered like it's inside Yerushalayim, and that's l'chumra, which means that if you're in this olive press, whether it's outside the wall or it's inside the wall, you're considered to be inside Yerushalayim, that you're not redeem Meister Sheni there, but you're also not allowed to eat Meister Sheni there because consider like you're outside Yerushalayim. However, Beis Hillel said something cryptic that we don't have an explanation for just yet. They had explained, so the Gemara begins by telling us, Amar Blazer says, L'chomrin, Beis Hillel is L'chomra. Namely, when Beis Hillel says that's Kilafnim or Kilachotz, that's only in regards to a Chomra that would apply, namely that if it's in the inside, we can't redeem it, and if it's on the outside, we can't eat it there. That's all Beis Hillel is telling us. However, Rabbi Yossi asks on this, L'chomrin, what does that mean? It's l'chomra. If you're going to tell me that's Shitas Beis Hillel, then that's the same exact thing as Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Yehuda comes to explain Hadad Tanin Taman. This is what we learn later on. It's a brisa. This is going to explain Shitas Beis Hillel. Bati Abadim, we have these olive presses. Shepeschem lefnim v'chalon l'chot. The Pesach, the entrance, is from the inside. You enter it from Yerushalayim, but the chalal, the interior of it, the actual room of the olive press, is outside the wall. So mekanegan chamiv lefnim kilefnim. That which is corresponding to the wall and inside Yerushalayim is considered to be inside Yerushalayim. And that's Lakula and Lachumra, because since all the area that we're talking about right now is inside Yerushalayim, the entrance and the part of the olive press, it's all considered like Yerushalayim. Namely, if you have Meister Sheni there, we have the Chumra that you're not allowed to redeem it because it's already considered to be in Yerushalayim, but you are allowed to eat it there because it's in Yerushalayim. However, Mikinegan Acham of Lachotz, Kalachotz, that which is corresponding to the wall and outside is considered like outside Yerushalayim, that's Lachumra. Namely, Ein Oichlan Sham Kachim Kalim, that's a proper Girsa, one is not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim there, Kilifnim. That's because it's not 100% considered lifnim, because the structure is actually outside the wall. However, v'loy pa'idim sham ma'aser sheni kelechotz. You're not allowed to redeem ma'aser sheni, which is there, because it's not considered 100% outside the wall, because again, the way to enter it is from inside Yerushalayim. And here's the other case, peschein lechotz v'chalol in bechotz, that's a proper girsa. The entrance of it is outside, and some of the chol is outside. So if we connect a chamev lechotz, kelechotz, anything that's connected to the wall and outside is considered 100% to be outside the wall of Yerushalayim. And again, that's l'chumra and l'kula because everything's outside Yerushalayim. However, mekineged l'chumra v'lefnim, kilefnim, the part that's connected the wall and inside is considered like inside. This is only l'chumra, not l'kula. Namely, ein oichlan sham kachim kalim. We can't eat kachim kalim there, and that's because kilefnim, it's not considered 100% to be lefnim, inside, even though again, physically, maybe you're inside the walls, but since the entrance is from the outside, it's considered outside in regards to that. However, v'loy paidin sham ma'aser sheni kilechotz, you can't be paidin ma'aser sheni there because it's not considered like 100% outside, because again, you happen to be physically inside Yerushalayim, and that's what we understand Shitas Beis Hillel. And going on to the next part of Mishnah, where we discussed a very similar case, just this time talking about a lishka, one of the chambers in the Beis Hamikdash. And we had said, there was multiple different options. We had a chamber that was actually inside the Azara, but the only way to access it was from the outside, or we have a chamber that was built outside the Azara, but the only way to access it was from inside, and then we had one which is half-half. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Yaakov Bar Acha, Kini Masnisa, this is what we have in a brisa. A brisa teaches us the following. Now we skip the next two lines of Teichen Kodesh until the words Ulechol Chol, and we read as follows. And the ratio of this brisa is the safe of our Mishnah. Benuyas baKodesh uBachutz. That's a proper girsa. If this lishka, this chamber, is built partially inside the Kodesh in the Azara and partially outside, uPsuchas laKodesh vilaChol, and it's also open to both the Kodesh and the Chol, and it's two entrances, one from inside the Azara, one from out. And here we're actually reading directly from the Mishnah because we don't have the proper girsa in our Gemara. Toichon v'gagoy sein mekineged ha-kodesh v'la kodesh kodesh, the inside of the chamber and the roof, which corresponds to the Azara, is considered kodesh like the Azara, mekineged ha-chol v'la chol, chol, but whatever's corresponding to the outside, not in the azara, both the roof and inside the chamber, is considered like it's outside and it's chol. And now we clarify this, hein da'at amar toichen kodesh, that which you said, that the inside of this chamber is kodesh, oichlen sham kachay kachim, you're allowed to eat kachay kachim there, v'shechlim sham kachim kalim, and you could shech kachim kalim there, v'tamei shenichlen slasham chayiv, and if somebody tamei walks into this area of the chamber, he's chayiv, because we know if somebody tamei is not allowed to be in the azara. So let's say this tamei guy came in from the chayil, he entered the chayil entrance, was in the chayil part of this chamber, he doesn't have a problem, then the moment he steps over the halfway mark into the kodesh part, he's automatically chayiv because he's tamei. However, he just says, b'shem Rav, that no, ain't like an el al erech mehu shmeinim sheva, val reichav mehu shleishim v'chamesh, one is only get malchus if he's in azar, and he's tamei if he's in the length of 187 by the width of 135. This is how long and wide the azar was in the second Beis HaMikdash. So if he's in the actual azar itself, this 187 by 135, and he's tamei, so then he's going to get malchus. But if he's one of the chambers, which is in the azara, even though the chamber is built in the azara, he's still not going to get malchus. Chav chesom is on top. V'atani, we have a brass just like this. Lishka shi benuyi b'shivui chemes ha'azara, a lishka that's built into the wall of the azara. Eichlen sham kachem kachem, one can eat kachem kachem there. V'sheichlen sham kachem kalim, and one can shech kachem kalim there. V'tamei shenichas l'sham pater. If somebody tamei was in there, so he's pater. Now the proper gear says that we have to add in a whole section, which is a new brisa that's a question on this. But anyway, we have a brisa benuya b'chayil psucha l'kodesh. If the chamber itself was in the chayil, but the entrance was from the kodesh, so toicha kodesh v'gaga chayil, the inside is kodesh, but the roof of it is chayil. And eichlin sham kachay kachim, one could eat kachay kachim there. V'shachlin sham kachim kalim, one could shach kachim kalim there. However, v'chayyavan olav mishum toma, one would be chayiv if he's toma and he goes in there. So we have a stira brises on each other. Now going back to the Gemara, tifter, we could explain as follows: kado tanya d'tani am Rabbi Yosi zu mishnas Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosi says that this is Rabbi Kiva, meaning Rabbi Kiva is the one who's Mekel that says that if a Tamei goes into one of these chambers, he's Pater. Aval Dever Chachamim, but according to Chachamim, this is the proper Girsa. Harehu Kila Shachas is just like a regular Lishka, V'chol HaShachas Helchen Achar Pescheyen, and every Lishka goes after the entrance, and therefore if the entrance is in the Kodesh, so then it's considered a Kodesh for all intents and purposes, including Toma. And moving on to Halacha Hey, the Mishnah tells as follows. Maaser Sheni Shenichas Al Yishalayim, Maaser Sheni that was brought into Yishalayim, V'nitman it became Tamei, Ben Shenitma V'Ava Toma, Ben Shenitma V'Vlada Toma. Whether it became Tamei with Vlad or Ava Toma, and we're going to have Machlekes with Gemara what exactly the difference between the Av and Vlad is. Bein Bifnim, Bein Bechot. This is whether it became Tamei once it was brought into Yerushalayim, or if it became Tamei outside Yerushalayim and then was brought in its state of Tuma. Beshama Erim, Beshama says, Hakol Yipada, in all these situations, it's allowed to be redeemed because it's Tamei. However, V'yoychal Bifnim, it has to be eaten inside Yerushalayim, meaning even though you're redeeming it and you're transferring its Kedusha off of it, still it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Chutz, except for the following case, if it became Tamei with Ava Toma outside Yerushalayim, then it was brought into Yerushalayim, you could be Paideh, and you could even bring it outside Yerushalayim and eat it there. Now, Beis Hillel says the opposite. Hakol Yipadeh V'yoychel B'chutz. In all situations, it could be redeemed and even eaten outside Yerushalayim. Chutz Mishenitma B'Vlad HaToma B'Fnim, except for if it became Tamei with Vlad HaToma once it was already brought into Yerushalayim, then it has to be redeemed and eaten in Yerushalayim and can't be brought back out. So Gemara first clarifies how we know it could be Paideh the Maaser Sheni that's Tamei in Yerushalayim. We know that once Maaser Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it has to be eaten as is and can't be Nifta. So Gemara tells us as follows. Ksiv it says in the Pasuk, Ki loy suchal se'esai. Now, generally understood, this means you are not able to carry it. That's what se'esai means. And because of that, you could redeem it outside Yerushalayim. So we ask, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? In Berichok Makayim, if the Pasuk's telling us that you're outside Yerushalayim, that's what Richok Makayim means. It doesn't have to mean that you're far away. It just means you're outside Yerushalayim. Well, Kfar Ksiv, we already have a Pasuk that tells us, Ki yirbimcha haderech. The derech is very long for you. The pasuk doesn't have to say kirim cha derech kiloy suchal se'esai. It seems to be repetitive. All the pasuk should tell us is kirim cha derech. If you're out of Yerushalayim, you could redeem it. What's with the words kiloy suchal se'esai? And in bekir of makom, if you want to say the pasuk of kiloy suchal se'esai is telling us that even though you're bekir of makom, you're in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem it. Well, kvar ksivit already says in the pasuk kiyirchak mimcha. That's the proper girsa. And when it says kiyirchak mimcha, that's very clearly telling us that only when you're outside Yerushalayim you can redeem it, not when you're inside. Ella mahu loy suchal se'esai. So what does the pasuk mean by telling us ki loy suchal se'esai? What's the chedesh? And the answer is loy suchal la'achloy. It means that you're not able to eat it. That's what the word se'es means. Se'es actually could mean achila. It doesn't necessarily mean carry. It means eating it. And so that's what the pasuk's telling us. If you're outside Yerushalayim, or ki loy suchal se'esai, you're unable to eat it because you're inside Yerushalayim and it became tamei. And right afterwards, what does the pasuk say? Uksiv v'nosata kasef. And so that tells us that you can redeem tamei Yomei Maaser Sheni, even in Yerushalayim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Machlokes Bar Kapar and Rabbi Yochanan explaining what Ava Toma and Vlad Toma in the Mishnah is. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.